الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
It is Allah who takes away the souls of people at the hour of their death, and takes away at the time of sleep the souls of those that have not died. Then He retains the souls of those against whom He had decreed death, and returns the souls of others till an appointed time. Surely there are signs in this for a people who reflect.
أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاءَ قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Or have they taken others instead of Allah as intercessors? Say, will they intercede though they may have no power, and though they may not even understand? Or have they taken others instead of Allah as intercessors?
In the first place, those people had gratuitously assumed that others enjoyed such extraordinary influence with God that He could simply not afford to reject their intercession. They assumed this even though there was no basis to believe that anyone had such an overwhelming ability to intercede with God. God had not indicated this, nor had the people concerned claimed that their influence with God was such that they could persuade Him to decide about their favorites in line with their wishes. To cap these follies, the ignorant ones continued to disregard God, their true Lord, and to consecrate all their devotion to those they thought of as intercessors.
قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون.
Say, all intercession lies with Allah. He is the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Him will all of you be sent back. Say, all intercession lies with Allah.
The fact is that no one has the power to intercede with God, let alone compel God to accept His intercession. God has the sole authority to permit or disallow anyone to intercede. Moreover, if God were to permit anyone to intercede, He might permit that particular person to intercede on behalf of one person, but might disallow such intercession on behalf of another.
وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ.
When Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter contract with bitterness. But when deities apart from Allah are mentioned, they're filled with joy. But when deities apart from Allah are mentioned, they're filled with joy.
This characteristic is shared by almost all people who have a polytheistic bent of mind. Such people verbally claim that they believe in God. But if anyone happens to mention the one true God, their faces exhibit discomfort. This trait is quite widespread, so much so that it has affected the attitude of some Muslims as well. In a fit of anger, such people are inclined to say, "This man surely does not believe in saints and holy men, and that is why he keeps talking only about God." On the contrary, when someone mentions others than God, their faces are aglow with joy.
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
Say, O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of the unseen and the seen, You, it is who will judge among your servants concerning what they differed.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَبَدَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ.
If the wrongdoers possessed the treasures of the earth in their entirety, and as much besides, they would gladly offer it on the day of resurrection to redeem themselves from the harrowing chastisement. This because there will appear to them from Allah something exceedingly dismal, which they had never even imagined.
وَبَدَا لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
The evil consequences of their deeds will become fully apparent to them, and what they had scoffed at will encompass them.
فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
When an affliction befalls man, he cries out to us. But when we grant him a favor from us, he says, "I have been granted this on account of my knowledge." Nay, this favor is a test, but most of them do not know.
قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Their predecessors also said the same, but their earnings proved of no avail to them.
فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ.
And the evil consequences of their deeds overtook them. The wrongdoers among these will also be overtaken by the evil consequences of their deeds. They will be utterly unable to frustrate us.
أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Do they not know that Allah enlarges and straightens the provision of whomsoever He pleases? Therein are signs for those that believe.